psychologists say, how many of you mothers dreamed as young girls that your life was going to be what it is today? How many of you really had dreams of going to the mission field or something that got a little more attention than what you're doing today? You don't have to raise your hands. But I would venture to say that some of you did not dream of where you are today. That's not saying you would change places with anyone, because you are a mother, because you wanted to be a mother, and you enjoy it. But there are days when, because of our culture and our society, you are given a lesser place because you're just a mom. But I want you to remember that you are not just a mom. I am who I am today partly because of what my mom invested in me. My wife is who she is because of what her mother invested in her. Were they perfect? No. Did they do what God asked them to do? Yes. They were an influence on our lives. My wife has had more influence on our daughters than I have. Simple. I get that. I understand it. I'm working on that. It's not happening as quick as I wanted it to, but she is still the one that they call when they have a problem, unless it's something real big, which isn't very often. But you have been given a lot of influence. And Timothy, Paul addresses that in chapter 1, verse 5. He says, he's talking to Timothy, he says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. He understood that there was something that Timothy's grandmother and mother had instilled in Timothy. Sincere faith. That word sincere literally means faith without hypocrisy. It's just simple. Timothy's father was a Greek. You can read that in Acts 16:1. We don't even know if he was a Christian. We don't know if he was even in the home. But we do know that Paul recognizes the influence that Lois and Eunice had on Timothy. And Timothy being one of the fathers, forefathers of the church, the influence that it has on us today. Then if you want to turn over to chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. He says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I have a feeling that I didn't give you the title of what my message was. And it's the title is The Influence of a Godly Mother. He uses the term whom. It's a plural term. He's talking about Eunice and Lois. But he's also talking, he brings himself into that and many others who are a part of that. You mothers with school children have had your world turned upside down in the last 2 months. Not that you didn't enjoy it, not that it wasn't what you wanted to do, but you had to change everything, because now all of a sudden you became a school teacher. And as Alyssa said, that creates challenges. And I think all of you passed the test. Now, did you do it perfectly? No, I don't think so. But you're okay. But godly mothers honor God's word and train their children. They also help allow others to speak into that. I'm going to skip on down. I'm not going to take much more time here. The second one, that was the second one. The third one is godly mothers have a great influence on their children. And Paul addresses that here in these verses. From infancy you have known the scriptures. He's speaking to to Timothy and the fact that his mother and grandmother taught him from a young age. Moms, you have a lot of opportunity to teach your children using the scriptures, using Bible lessons, using whatever happens in everyday life to teach them about God and how God can make a difference and change their lives. Godly mothers have a great influence on their children. And I'm going to read some quotes from Spurgeon and President Theodore Roosevelt. Spurgeon said, "Never could it be possible for any man to estimate what he owes to a godly mother. Certainly, I have not the powers of speech with which to set forth my valuation of the choice blessing which the Lord bestowed on me in making me the son of one who prayed for me and prayed with me. How can I ever forget her tearful eye when she warned me to escape from the wrath to come? How can I ever forget when she bowed her knee with her arms about my neck and prayed, 'Oh, that my son might live before thee.'" Theodore Roosevelt said, "When all is said, it is the mother and the mother only who is a better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country. The successful mother, the mother who does her part in rearing and training aright the boys and girls who are to be the men and women of the next generation, is of greater use to the community and occupies, if only she would realize it, a more honorable as well as more important position than any man in it. The mother is the one supreme asset of the national life. She is more important by far than the successful statesman or businessman or artist or scientist." This morning, I want to leave you with this. I want to encourage you mothers in your career. You are not just a mom. It is a career. I don't want to leave out the fathers, but it's not your day. So just hang on, yours is coming. But I want to simply encourage you in the crucial role that you play. There will be days when you feel discouraged. There will be days when you feel like you're failing. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." In an earlier chapter in that same book, Spurgeon tells how every Sunday morning his mother would stay home with the children, read and explain, every Sunday evening, not morning, read and explain the scriptures to them and plead with them to think about the state of their souls and to seek the Lord. He remembers one time her praying, "Now, Lord, if my children go on in their sins, it will not be from ignorance that they perish, and my soul must bear a swift witness against them at the day of judgment if they lay not hold of Christ." This morning, I want you to get this. God does not ask you for perfection. He asks you to be faithful. And I just want to encourage you, keep on. Do the job that your career has given you to do. You will be rewarded. Brian, do you have a song? 47 in the folders. And if you'll stand. Father, this morning we are grateful to be here. We are so grateful for your love. God, it is good to be back here together with each of these, our brothers and sisters. And I just pray that you would be with each one this week. And I pray this morning especially for our mothers, those who have given time, those who are giving time, those who are influencing the next generation, those who have influenced our generation. I just pray a blessing on each of them, Father, this morning. Encourage them, give them grace, give them wisdom, give them courage to be real, to share the love of Jesus with their children. God, in our world, in our culture, they have more influence than anyone else because of the love of a mother. I pray for those this morning who have desired to be mothers and have never experienced that for some reason. Father, I just pray that you would bless them as well this morning. Care for them. Meet that need to share in the lives of other children to be able to influence as well. Father, I pray a blessing on each one this coming week. Help us to honor you in all that we do or say. In Jesus' name, amen.